What you're hearing is very special and very rare. The inauguration ceremony of a brand new Hindu temple in Newburgh, Indiana. It's so rare, in fact, that most members of this Hindu community have never experienced this either, and likely never will again. Karuna Pandit is a member of the Tri-State Hindu Temple and Cultural Center in Newburgh.
But because it's the first time I'm seeing all these deities here together. Today is the first time when you were recording, we also saw them the first time. And that is like, it's the opening of the temple, basically. So that's why it's so special.
It's called the Prang Pratishtha, which is bringing life into the temple and welcoming and sanctifying the Hindu deities in their new home. Many of the deities are sculpted of white marble. For the ceremony right now, one is hidden behind sheets held by the priests, or Brahmins. Hundreds of devotees are seated on the marble floors and crowded near the entrances. The priests, behind the sheets, hold up a mirror to the deity, in this case the elephant-headed Ganesha, so that he can see himself first. There's a whole ceremony mostly hidden from view in the deity's sanctum sanctorum.
Look at Ganesha.
The ceremony is complete and they can look upon the Vigrahas, or to put it crudely, statue of Ganesha draped in silk and wreathed in flowers. The ceremony is repeated for each deity, whether Saraswati, Vishnu, Balaji. There are several new Vigrahas and they all come from India, carved in Rajasthan and southern India. Pandit says they present several deities to satisfy the varied spiritual beliefs of the community, which hails from all over India.
And so, this way everyone, whoever they're connected with, they can come and pray.
Sanjay Mishra of Evansville is a member of the Hindu community.
And it's one of the things that happens once in a lifetime, where there's a lot of deities and idols that are brought into the temple after a lot of invocation and prayers. And this is something very important, to the Hindu community overall.
He says about 900 attended over the weekend, drawing as far away as Louisville. The community itself numbers about 600. Before this new temple was constructed, there was no dedicated space for prayer and worship, just one big room the teens also used for their activities. This ceremony on Sunday, October 16th, is the actual temple inauguration. But events started that Friday and included a fire ceremony, cow blessing, and chanting of mantras and prayers, which are mostly designed to awaken and bring life to the deities which were brought in. Of course, there's also lots of food and food offerings.
Food is offering, like you're offering something. We offer everything to God. Water, fruit, flowers, everything.
Once offered to the deities, the food can be eaten by people. One such offering was a sweet treat called laddu, which was actually given to me by the head priest who led the ceremony. He was flown in from out of state.
It's one of the more common sweets, in functions like these.
That's Sanjay Mishra again.
So this is an offering that I'm eating?
This is an offering,
okay.
Yes.
I'm grateful.
Yeah, this is pretty rare to be handed something like this.
After the sanctifying ceremonies are cultural events like dancing. There's also raffles and ice cream. To Hindus, these deities are different aspects or manifestations of God. Such a ceremony makes Karuna Pandit feel closer to God.
It feels emotional, it feels very good, and you just feel like all other thoughts have just vanished, just gone. It's just you and God.
I'm Tim Jagalow, WNIN News.